أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عين يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. By no means, indeed, the book, the register of the righteous is preserved in the Illiyin, that he is near the seventh heaven. And what will explain to you what is the Illiyin? It is a book, a register that is signed and sealed. Those that are nearest to Allah Ta'ala, they look over it with delight and with pleasure, they go on looking at it. Indeed, the righteous will be in blessings and happiness, looking over the delights and the wonders of Jannat, sitting on thrones. You will recognize on their faces a beaming beauty of joy. Served with wine that is sealed, the seal thereof will be of musk. And those who aspire, those who have aspirations, let them aspire for these type of things. And the mixture of that drink will be of tasneem. And this tasneem is a fountain from which those that are nearest to Allah Ta'ala drink. These sinners used to laugh at the believers, and when they passed by them, they winked at each other mockingly. They would wink at each other, sinners amongst themselves, winking and poking fun against the believers. And when they would return to their homes, to their household, they would return in ridiculing them. And when they would see the believers, and they would say, these people really have strayed away from the path. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, they have not been sent as guardians over them. What an important verse for us to reflect, that sometimes we criticize, we condemn, we laugh, make a mockery, poke fun at people. And don't we realize, مَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِزِينَ, we have been sent as guardians over them. Yes, it is right for us, it is our duty. If we see a wrong that is explicit, that is absolutely clear, then every individual should correct according to his level of knowledge and understanding. Then he must correct. But to behave as though we are being appointed as guardians over people, that will shift us really from the mark. More than being concerned of ourselves, we're going to be concerned and run down people, look at what's their discrete and the subtle problems, advertise that, run them down and condemn them and go and advertise their wrongs. So this is not the behavior of the believers. This is counted as the behavior of the kuffar. Allah Pak says, Ma ursilu alim hafizin, these kuffar haven't been sent as guardians over the believers. So this day, the believers will laugh at the kuffar, and they will look around at their wonders and the beauty of Jannah sitting relaxed upon their thrones. And the kuffar have only been paid for their actions and their behavior. The next surah is As-Sama'un Shaqqat. When the heavens split and it obeys its Rabb, and it must do so. And when the earth has been stretched, flattened out, one flat plain without any hills and valleys, no landmarks whatsoever, one flat straight plain, it will throw up all that's within it and it will be emptied. All that was preserved within the bowels of the earth, the precious pearls, precious stones, the thousands of generations of bodies that were lying buried within the earth, all will reappear, all will come up. وَأَذِينَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, and it has obeyed its Rabb, it must do so. O mankind, indeed, you go on toiling to your death. Until you reach death, then you will go on toiling, and you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. So the life is not free of toiling, but it is upon you that what are you toiling for? What are you running after? Is it the right end, or is it the wrong end? So this is for man to decide, that are you running and chasing the right end or the wrong end? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ, that for the one who's received his book of deeds in the right hand, then he will be called for a very easy reckoning. As Aisha radiallahu anha had inquired about this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was explained that an easy reckoning is that you just appear before the reckoning and you are moved through. As you come to the immigration in the hereafter, then it's just an appearance that you will make and you will be let through to Jannat very easily. So this is what is meant by an easy reckoning, called to a very easy reckoning. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, and he will return to his household, that is to Jannat, rejoicing and happy. But for that person who received his book of deeds behind his back, then he will call for repeated destruction. Now he'll know and realize that there's nothing but destruction and perpetual destruction, destruction upon destruction. And he will enter into Jahannam, and he used to be rejoicing in his household, laughing at the believers, and rejoicing and boastful, gloating of what he's got. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُورُ, he had imagined that he will never return to Allah Ta'ala. No, by no means. Indeed, your Rabb sees all. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ, then I take an oath, I call to witness the red glow at the time of sunset, and the night and its homing. The night, it collects everything. People that have scattered for their livelihood all around, the night collects them. Animals that are grazing in the pastures, the night collects them. So everything that has been spread out and scattered, then the night scatters, in the night collects all. And by the moon in its full, with its fullness, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ, you will pass from one stage to the other. You are born in a stage of helplessness and weakness. You move on to the stage of strength and power, might and intelligence. And again, you decline to a third stage of weakness. Now you become helpless again. You become subjected to the people that you were ruling over, becoming old and becoming frail, can't understand things, can't reason. Once upon a time, you were in a commanding position. Now they are commanding, they are ruling over you. And then again, after all that stages have ended, then again you go to your grave, then to Hisab Kitab, then eventually to Jannat or Jahannam as decreed. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. So you aren't still, you can't stagnate in one position. You will move from one stage to the other continuously. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. And what is the matter with these people that they do not believe, in spite of them seeing the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the power and the might of Allah Ta'ala, and when the Quran is recited to them, they don't bow down in prostration. No, in fact, the unbelievers, they deny, they reject the truth, and Allah Ta'ala preserves all that they do. All are collected and preserved in registers. So announce to them a grievous punishment, except those who believe and do righteous works, and for them is an unfailing reward. Ayat of Sajda.